Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. And anytime you want to hear a second date update you may have missed or want to share, listen to again, or play for a friend or coworker, just head to 1029thewolf.com, click on podcast, the Thunder and PT repeat.
Hello?
Good morning, Todd. Todd?
Hi.
Hi. It's Thunder and PT.
Hey,
no, it's no problem. Hope you had a great weekend. I know you messaged us last week for second date update. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to talk about it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little nervous, but I think I'm ready. Let's do it.
So tell us how you met Kristen and kind of like how things got started.
Well, I actually met her growing up. We weren't really close or anything, but we went to kindergarten together.
Okay. And how did you get reacquainted then after all this time?
I was shopping and I saw her. I was just out and I kept staring at her because I couldn't quite place the face. But mm-hmm. I think she saw me staring. So then she started walking towards me, actually. And that's when it clicked. So I said her name. And I was like, hey, Kristen.
And how did she react?
She kind of freaked out a little bit. But then I told her like how we knew each other and stuff. And she remembered.
Okay, so was she embarrassed then when she realized that you were just a former classmate and not some creepy stalker dude?
Yeah, she was. It looked like she was going to get mad at me, but then I told her and it was okay.
Okay. So I'm assuming you exchanged numbers and then you texted or talked by phone and then you went out. So what did you guys decide to do?
Yeah, you know, I just took her out. It was really awesome. We were able to like talk about being kids. We talked a lot about who we kept in contact with from back then. We did it. It was a nice time.
And I feel like we asked this to everybody, Todd, but can you think of anything that like went wrong on the date, may have happened that was awkward or something?
No. It was really friendly. It seemed to go really well, I thought.
Okay. And how long has it been since you've heard from her?
It's been about 3 weeks. So I've tried calling her a bunch of times, but I keep getting sent to voicemail.
Okay. And Todd, why do you think you keep going to voicemail?
I'm not sure. I feel like I can never read these types of situations. Maybe I'm just oblivious. I don't know, but...
All right. Well, that's what we're here for, Todd. We're so glad that you messaged us here on Second Date Update. We're going to try to get to the bottom of this, get some of these answers that you want, and either, you know, get some resolution here or maybe get you and Kristen hooked up for a second date. How does that sound?
I like it.
Okay. Very good. Stay right there. It's Second Date Update. Right back, hopefully, with Kristen to join us on 102.9 The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Second Date Update, 540, 740, and 940 every weekday morning right here on the Thunder and PT Show on The Wolf, brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. Our listener, Todd, can't get through to Kristen, but had a great first date with her 3 weeks ago.
It was really friendly. It seemed to go really well, I thought. So I've tried calling her a bunch of times, but I keep getting sent a voicemail.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Kristen?
Yeah, this is Kristen who's calling.
Kristen, thanks for answering. It's Thunder and PT, and I got to tell you, we're on the radio right now. We work at 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and we just want to ask you a question. If you just had 1 minute this morning to talk to us about a date you went on with Todd. Would you just spare a moment to talk about it for a second?
That's like a lot to take in. So we're on the radio.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, we just kind of want to know what happened on the date with Todd.
You really want to know? it was horrible. It was probably the worst first date I've ever had, and there's some competition there.
Okay, so what could have been so bad about it?
I mean, he, like, seemed to be treating the whole thing as a joke. Like, a joke.
When we talked to Todd, and he didn't come off that way at all to us. He seemed very sincere and very earnest.
Really?
And, like, yeah.
Okay.
And so, can you just tell us what you think he was joking about?
Or why you don't think he took the date seriously?
The restaurant, I mean, you can't even call it a restaurant that he took me to, except I guess there was food involved. So in that sense, it was a restaurant, but it wasn't a restaurant. It was a strip club.
He took you to a, he actually took you to a strip club? Which one?
It's called, I don't know if you've heard of it.
Well, we've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I don't know if we've ever been there or not. So, did you know this going into the date that he was going to take you there? Or this was
no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure there are girls who would embrace that on a first date, but it was incredibly uncomfortable, and I felt like it was just a really, like, disrespectful thing to do to put me in that position. Like, I don't know.
I know he wanted to take you to a buffet, but, I mean, was the food good?
I mean, he was, like, talking about, like, how great the food was there. But I thought that he was joking that I didn't think we were really going to a strip club. I mean, why would I think that was a real thing? I thought it was a joke. And then, yeah, he pulled in to the strip club, and there we were. And I was pretty reluctant to try anything, honestly.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Okay, here's the thing. And not to make this any more uncomfortable for you, Kristen, but we've got Todd on the other line with us, and I think this. I think he don't. I think he owes because he contacted us. I think he owes us an explanation.
I think he especially owes you an explanation, Kristen.
Right, Todd. Why did you think it was a good idea to go to a strip club on your first date?
Listen, the food at is amazing. That's the only reason I picked a place.
Okay, I've. I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, that's kind of hopeless.
Do you not believe Todd, Kristen, that he wanted to take you there for the food? Because it sounds to me like he
had really been about the food. Couldn't he have ordered it takeout and we could have had a picnic or something?
Todd, that's a pretty good point.
I just feel like you can't really take out a buffet. I mean, the logistics get a little hairy there.
That's true.
I'm not into strippers. It was about the food. Tell me the food wasn't amazing.
I mean, I don't have much comparison. I guess it was, like, pretty good for a strip club, but I don't know. Like, this just doesn't seem like you. I don't think you have the same ideas about dating as I do.
Todd, you don't find bringing a woman to a first date at a gentleman's club a little bit inappropriate?
No, well, it was, listen, if you go out on a date for food, don't you want to go to the place with the best food?
Okay. You've made your point, Todd, about the wonderful buffet at a place that will remain nameless. Here's the question. Kristen, this is what we're here for. Would you like to go out on a second date with Todd? Okay. We're going to take that as a no. Todd, we'll give you a final word here. We just have a moment. Go ahead.
Follow your heart and believe in yourself. If you think the strip club buffet is good, go to the strip club.
Where it's all you can eat. Sage advice.
I would say don't listen to this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Kristen. Thank you so much, guys. As we say, you can get a little bizarre on
Second Date Update.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.